Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For too long, we failed to use the most important word when it comes to meeting the climate crisis.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
He wants control of your life. He's going to control how much meat you can eat. Can you imagine that?
This is something that favors the urban, it favors the rich, it favors the elitist, it favors those that want power and control over every single minute of your day. It is disgusting.
Stop. I'm not kidding. You're making me nauseous.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We know this is tiring and exhausting, and people are sick and tired of wearing masks, and they're sick and tired of having restrictions and not seeing their friends and not having big barbecues and going to concerts. I am too.
If people want to get more normal faster, go get vaccinated. That is the fastest way to get us from here to there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The magic number today is 11.6 million. That's the early overnight ratings for Dementia Joe's big address to Congress, or a handful of masked men and women in the House chambers. 11.6 million. As Jay from Chelsea says, we now know exactly how many broken remote controls there are in the United States of America as of last night. 11.6 million. No, I did not watch. I had no intention of watching it. And Jay from Chelsea said he went back and forth between the Red Sox game and the state of the that's not the State of the Union, the address, the congressional the address to Congress. But it was a good for once it was a good baseball game last night. Why would you switch back and forth? Why would you switch back and forth from Boston Blackie on YouTube to Joe Biden? Anyway, 844-500-4242. Actually, I thought the more interesting part of the evening was when Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, came on. He's black, and he gave a very very low key and responsible rebuttal, and it just drove the left crazy, and they started attacking him, and he said the country was not racist. And he that just drove them up a wall. I mean, they've all been indoctrinated with this critical race theory and systemic racism and white supremacy. So how did they respond to his comments that the country wasn't racist? The Democrats began making racist comments about Tim Scott. I would say that calling him Uncle Tim as a form of saying Uncle Tom, I mean, that's a slur, isn't it? I think it is. And, by the end of the evening, even some of the black liberals were going, I think you whites are kind of overdoing this Uncle Tim thing. And, but it shows, somebody said, and I don't like to get into quoting Twitter that much, but someone said, white, there's nothing a white liberal likes to do more than to lecture black people. And that's exactly what was going on last night. And Tim Scott, he was on Fox afterwards. And he was just, I mean, I don't think he even could believe the vitriol that was pouring out of the Celebrate Diversity crowd. I mean, it was like they all put on their Ralph Northam Klan garb. Before they sat down at the Twitter machine. Cut 28.
But the left is, they have doubled down that they are going to not attack my policies, but they are literally attacking the color of my skin. You cannot step out of your lane according to the liberal elite left.
Exactly. They have to put him back on the plantation. Or the reservation, whatever you want to call it. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And Biden said a lot of ridiculous things, but probably the worst thing he said was play cut one.
100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
I mean, doesn't even a high school student in a woke high school, in a private school or public school, in an upper class suburb or the east side of Manhattan, doesn't even someone like that, someone as ignorant as that, know that that's absurd? What about, oh, I don't know, let's start with Pearl Harbor. How about 9/11? How about the fact that four U.S. presidents have been assassinated since the Civil War?
How about the Boston Marathon bombing?
Yeah. How about the Puerto Rican terrorists shooting up the House of Representatives back in, I think, the early 1950s? How about that? Was that a big deal? How about all the assassinations of people who weren't presidents, like Senator Bobby Kennedy, like Martin Luther King Jr.? How about shooting up the Republican congressional baseball game? How about the Nation of Islam Muslim terrorist who killed the Capitol cop a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C.? This was the worst attack on our democracy. There was only one person killed. Four or five people died, but they were heart attacks, strokes, drug overdoses. One person was killed, and that one person was killed by a cop. A cop they won't identify. Killed in this a Air Force veteran. Say her name, Ashley Babbitt. And they won't identify the cop who shot her in cold blood. She was unarmed. And incidentally, you know, they always talk all the violence by cops. Cops are, they're so out of control. See what happened in Boone, North Carolina, Watauga County? That's where Appalachian State is. Two deputies were killed in a standoff. Two civilians, two deputies were killed today. Delaware, there was a cop was declared clinically dead after being attacked by a random nut who had earlier attacked a couple in their 70s, and the cop tried to go to their rescue, and now he was beaten and is clinically dead. Are there going to be any riots by the police tonight for all these dead cops in Delaware and North Carolina and probably other places too? I just didn't see them. Were there any mentions of this? Are there going to be any bills named after any of these dead cops? No, I didn't think so. 844-500-4242. Let's we must begin with some of the Joe Biden's greatest hits, and he seemed to be somewhat in control of his faculties last night, at least in the early going, from what I've been able to discern, not having watched it. But you know, whatever they had done for him, the problem is it wears off after a while. And I'm going to assume, Taylor, that a lot of these cuts that we're about to play are from the latter part of the evening.
That's a very good assumption.
Okay. Let's play cut two.
Research shows when a young child goes to school, not daycare, they're far more likely to graduate from high school and go to college or something after high school. When you add 2 years of free community college on top of that, you begin to change the dynamic.
That's fascinating stuff. So in other words, after people graduate from high school, usually at the age of 18, somewhere in there, they go on to something else. They had to do research on that.
Well, he said they go to college or go on to something after high school.
maybe the military, or they get a job.
It's amazing. These people do something with their lives after that section of their life is over. They don't just roll over and die.
We got a lot more to get to here. We'll take some calls. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. In celebration of moms that run the world, this Mother's Day, thank her in a big way with a beautiful bouquet of tulips from 1-800-Flowers.com. There is no better way to show her just how grateful you are for everything she does. And right now at 1-800-Flowers, you can get the 30 assorted tulips for $30. One of my favorite things about 1-800-Flowers is how long their bouquets last. We have one in our studio. It arrived on Monday, and it's now Thursday, and the flowers, they were roses, look just as good now as they did on Monday. The flowers, whether they're tulips or roses, will last for a while, and every day the woman in your life that you sent them to will think highly of you, and she will appreciate it. She may be telling you she doesn't want you to get anything for her, especially flowers.
It's a trap whenever they right. say that. I'm always a procrastinator when it comes to this stuff, but I waited for the last day of the best deal yesterday, and I took advantage. I ordered my 1-800-Flowers orders, and I am all set. Peace of mind, thanks to 1-800-Flowers.
These are still great deals, but as we get closer and closer to Mother's Day, they're going to cost more. They're going to be fewer flowers. You want to get on board right now. And as Taylor says, when they tell you they don't want something, it's a trap, or as I would say, it's a sting. It's a sting. You don't want to be caught in a sting. With a bright mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms, these tulips are guaranteed to show mom she's loved and appreciated. I already told you I'm sending it a bouquet to the mailroom manager, and because I don't want to get I don't want hot tongue and cold shoulder for dinner for the next week and a half or 2 weeks afterwards, and you don't either. Get 30 assorted tulips for $30 before the prices go up. This special offer for my listeners ends tomorrow. So you only got 2 days for this offer with the tulips. Don't put this off. Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 30 assorted tulips for just $30, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry, this offer ends tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you willing to restrict your red meat intake to one hamburger a month?
You know, there's a story today about a senator in Nebraska, Taylor, and there was a bill on school choice, you know, in charter schools in Nebraska. He's a Democrat, and he's a black guy. And he said, I've thought about this long and hard. He said, I'm willing to vote for this bill to do away with charter schools if everyone in this body, meaning all of his fellow senators, mainly Democrats, I think is who he was talking to, are willing to put your kids in public schools. So that's the way I feel about meat, Taylor. If all these people that want me to cut down to one hamburger a month, if I could somehow figure out a way to track them and make sure they were walking the walk in addition to talking the talk, I might think about it. Probably not, but I'd think about it.
Is
anyway.
Jerry Nadler going to restrict his hot dog intake?
Exactly.
Which is mostly cows in that anyway, cow's lips?
Right, right. So, no, I'm not going to do that.
97% say they're not going to either.
Yeah, and you know, they're trying to say this is all fake news, that, they don't really want to cut your meat intake, but they've got, if if they're serious about cutting carbon emissions, they're going to have to do something about cows and livestock in general. And they are going to have to do it. It's Kevin McCarthy was talking about it, the Republican leader, last night. Cut 34.
Wants control of your life. He's going to control how much meat you can eat. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. And the thing, again, that's even more intolerable is that the people who want to enforce this rule on you aren't going to abide by their own draconian measures. Just like they don't want you to have an internal combustion motor vehicle, but they're flying around on private jets. They're telling you how you have to cut back on the amount of how warm you can keep your house in the winter in order to prevent the seashore from being the sea level from rising. But they're buying $15-20 million mansions on Martha's Vineyard right on the seashore, i.e. Barack Obama, i.e. John Forbes Kerry. 844-500-4242. Let's play another, before we go to the calls, let's play another couple of Joe Biden cuts here. Cut four.
Our grids are vulnerable to storms, hacks, catastrophic failures with tragic results.
Cut five.
And I made it clear to all my cabinet people, their ability to give exemptions has been strenuously limited.
Wow. That's worse than being strenuous.
All the way through 12 years. And increases exponentially.
That X is a tough letter, isn't it? Very, very tough. How do you pronounce that? Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve. You there, Steve? No, Steve. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Hi, Howie. I just heard you guys chatting about Jerry Nadlin hot dogs. I'm trying to get that notion out of my head. The reason I called is Joe said he was talking about a tax on democracy, and he mentioned the Civil War. I always thought that the Civil War was an attack on slavery, not on our democracy. Am I mistaken?
It was all about slavery. And you know, the other thing, Russ, is who was behind the Civil War? Which party was behind the Civil War? Was it the Republicans or the Democrats?
I think we'll never know.
Yeah, who freed the slaves? It was a Republican, I believe. And what did the Democrats do after Abraham Lincoln freed the slave? A Democrat killed him. John Wilkes Booth. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Howie Carr?
Good.
I want to ask a question. He was so boring last night, Joe Biden. He made me sleep. I want to ask you another question. Joe Biden never honored nobody. Normally, every president honors somebody. Last night, he never honored nobody because he don't have nobody.
Well, that's because, Mr. Garcia, that's because we're in a pandemic. Come on, Mr. Garcia. He couldn't have anybody in there to honor. That's why that's why the gallery was shut down. I mean, that's their excuse. It looked so pitiful, though. I mean, he could have had some. You're right. He should have had somebody there.
The all vaccinated gallery, yeah. All of them wearing masks.
I know. It is just so absurd. Every day it becomes more and more absurd. Now it turns out, we're going to get to talk more about this as we go along, but do you realize now that New York is going to be open before Massachusetts? I never would have thought that would happen. In a million years, I wouldn't have predicted that. And New York City is going to be open, according to de Blasio, again, take it for what it's worth, on July 1st. Massachusetts is not going to be open until August 1st, and the city of Boston is not going to be open for another 3 weeks after that. Ridiculous. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So Twitter just let these Uncle Tim mentions trend, and it just kept going on and on and on for 12 hours. And he had to go on Fox. The cut we just played from Senator Tim Scott was on Fox and Friends this morning when he was just saying how bad it is that they're using these racial slurs on Twitter. And again, Twitter, which banned Donald Trump permanently, which wouldn't allow any mention of the Hunter Biden laptop story by the New York Post, you know, which just censors all conservatives. And they let this racial slur go through on a Republican senator from South Carolina. And then they finally pulled it off at about 10 o'clock this morning. And you know what they blamed it on? Algorithms. Is there anything algorithms can't do?
Algorithms are the new glitch. You know when you send someone an email and they're like, oh, I didn't get it. It must have been a computer glitch. And I'm like, there's no such thing as that. That's just a made up thing. That's algorithm for Twitter.
Yeah. So the headline in the New York Post, Twitter allows Uncle Tim to trend for hours after Senator Tim Scott's rebuttal and then took action. Yeah, right. They're on the level, though, Twitter. Anyway, it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. I want to go back to one thing you said in your opening about that comment. Taylor, can we play the opening Joe Biden's comments that this is the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War? Cut one, please.
100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation. We all did. That was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The reason I wanted to replay that is because it is, obviously, if you know anything about American history, I'm not even the best with American history, but I know that is totally false. But the part of it that amazes me, Howie, is that usually when politicians make these kind of gaffes and fumbles, it's because they're speaking off the cuff, but his people wrote that. It's such an unforced error. Like someone could have easily said, maybe that's a little much, you know, that's a bit of a stretch, but they still went with
it. There's a lot of old sayings about the big lie. One of them that I just heard recently is you tell a lie once, it's a lie. You tell a lie 1,000 times, it's the truth. So that was about the millionth time they've said it. This was the greatest attack on democracy since the Civil War. Let's look at the death toll. I think there were about probably 20, 30 million people in the United States in the 1860s when the Civil War took place. 500,000 plus men were killed in the Civil War, 500,000 plus. Now we have a nation with 330 million people. Five people died on January 6th. And four of them died of natural causes, basically. And one was shot by a cop. So is it really an apt comparison, the Civil War and January 6th?
It's obscene. I mean, it's just so ludicrous. And the fact that they write it down and they broadcast it before he even gets out there, everyone had a chance to kind of see it and go, oh, my God, is he really going to say that? And he did. Now, Howie, I know you're going to be playing these cuts all day, so I don't want to steal too much of the thunder with the Joe Biden stuff. What I do want to say, though, is in the previous segment, you had mentioned that New York is going to be opening sooner than Massachusetts. I am also shocked. I mean, I knew Baker was bad. Actually, when I went to meet with my wedding planner at one point, Howie, I said to her, so do you guys, it's like a big wedding venue. They do them all the time. I said, so you guys ever, have you heard anything from Baker? Does he ever reach out to you guys? He must know you lost a lot of money. And she said, well, he kind of goes based off of what New York's doing. And I literally rolled my eyes to the back of my head. And I said, oh, great. So that means I'm really under the thumb of Andrew Cuomo. But it turns out.
Start spreading the news.
But it turns
We're
out.
We're opening up by July 1st. And as the New York Post says, why are we waiting until July 1st? If it's okay in July, why is it not okay now? And it's an even better question for Massachusetts. If it's okay now, if it's okay August 1st or August 22nd, if you're in the city, why is it not okay now?
I saw a lot of restaurant owners in South Boston, how we were reposting this Instagram where they kept saying, please make this make sense. And it was all different timelines of New England states. And we are at the very bottom. And they're like, how are we expected to compete with these other states if they're fully open and we're still 2 months behind? Like, they can't compete with Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, New York. It's really bad.
How about this one, Grace? The legislature, this is Albany, yesterday finally overturned Governor Cuomo's absurd rule forcing you to buy food along with alcohol at a bar, restaurant, or even a winery. A mandate that never had a thing to do with slowing down COVID, nor with anything resembling science.
No.
You know what
exactly.
The vote was? Let me tell you the vote exactly. In the assembly to do away with Cuomo's ridiculous orders about bars, 149-0. In the state Senate, 61-0 against Andrew Cuomo's ridiculous rules.
And the thing about that rule, Howie, which is so detrimental to restaurants, is that I've been out with people where we go, oh, you know what? I really want to go get an espresso martini. And then when this rule was in place, because it was in place in Massachusetts too, you go, I don't want to order more food. Like, I don't want to sit in front of a plate of mozzarella sticks. We just ate a huge meal. And it kills your motivation to kind of bar hop, which is how a lot of these places make their money, is from young kids who go from place to place and just get one or two drinks.
Right. There's a lot higher markup with the booze than there is with the food.
Nana used to say all restaurants, or at least most big restaurants, survive off booze.
I want to know, though, why do the Solons in Albany have the stones to go against the governor and call him the jackass that he so palpably is, but the legislators in Boston don't have the cojones to do the same thing to Charlie Baker, who may be an even bigger horse's rear end than Andrew Cuomo when it comes to the COVID restrictions.
I know. And I've been, okay, so I did have a cut I was going to play here, and I will get to it in a second. But I've been thinking the same thing, Howie, and I was talking to people about this week, and I said, you know, I gave a lot of grace to these politicians at the very beginning, because I think when you're dealing with a pandemic and you really don't understand how bad it's going to be, that, you know, some people want to play it really safe. I kind of understand that. But we are so far out now. We have actual evidence of states that aren't doing things like this, and they're totally fine. Mm-hmm. If anything, they've fared better than we have. So there's no logical explanation as to why you're still punishing these small businesses.
Hey, Grace, the mailroom manager last night went to Mar-a-Lago with a couple of her friends. I had to, you know, I worked till 7, so I didn't go. You know, the waitress, for the first time in over a year, no mask on the waitress.
Ugh, thank God. I was talking to someone today from the Cape, and they said, oh my God, it's going to be, first of all, Howie, there's no rentals. Every house, there's no houses to buy, period, but there's no rentals. Every house, whether you want to go to the lake in New Hampshire or if you want to go down the Cape, everything's rented out. But then also, the restaurants usually get people with visas, like who are there for the summer.
Right.
And they don't have those workers right now because no one can get over here. So the restaurants are trying to get these like young American kids to get off the couch and come work for them. But it's so hard because, one, a lot of people make more money off unemployment. And two, Howie, which I think is a big thing, is that the Karens at these restaurants are so mean to the staff. If they see you with your mask below your nose, they're like, hey, I'm gonna call your boss. So it's like, I feel bad for all these people.
Who wants to? And it's even worse in the kitchens because the kitchens are hot.
Ugh.
You know, remember we had the woman on from in New York State last year. She was getting ratted out by the Karens because people, it was like 120 degrees in these restaurants and during heat waves. And the Karens were just, putting their heads in and then ratting them out to the snitch line, saying they weren't wearing masks.
Howie, I waitressed for a few summers. I know you know this. In Martha's Vineyard in the summer, and I can't imagine having to wear a mask during all that. You're dealing with such, you know, so many things at once anyway. You're trying to get everything right, and you've got pretty tough customers. And then you got to have that thing on. You're just sucking in your own breath all day. It's like, it's terrible. But the reason, before we got off on this tangent here, is I love this cut of Governor Cuomo. He's doing that thing where he asks a question and answers it. He's trying to explain away two of the biggest scandals in New York history by just, you know, kind of having an open mic conversation with people at this event. It's really uncomfortable. Cut 39.
Because whether you died in a nursing home or you died in a hospital, that is very, who do you attribute that death to? Do you attribute it to a nursing home or do you attribute it to a hospital? How about if you were in a nursing home and got sick and then were sent to a hospital and you died in the hospital? Who do you attribute that death to? Well, I think that should be a nursing home death. Okay. How about if you were in a hospital and sent to a nursing home and you died in the nursing home? Who do you attribute that death to? A nursing home or a hospital?
Howie, if you're his lawyer, aren't you saying, like, you got to stop this, man? You got to stop this. You're making this so much worse for yourself.
There's an old saying, if the first rule of being in a hole is to stop digging.
Not right? If you're a Cuomo. Not if you're a Cuomo. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my new RAV4 XLE, and I loved getting it at Toyota of Portsmouth because everybody there is so nice. It's in New Hampshire. It's in free America. So get yourself out of Massachusetts and go visit them. They have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. Say hi to Brad if you're there. He's one of my favorites. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. Howie, that's all. I'm gonna be tuning in today to hear you go through all of these Biden sound cuts.
That's right. It's gonna be tragic results.
Now that we see the
ratings for the overnight. All right, thank you, Grace.
Oh, Howie, by the way, I'm just waiting for all the think pieces to come out now about how actually it's good that Biden had low ratings. This is a good sign. You know they're going to try to twist it. Yeah.
We're back to normal.
Unity.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you, Grace.
Yep.
For months now, we've been telling you about Super Beats Heart Chews. These are fantastic for your heart health, your circulation, your blood pressure. And they also, it improves your focus and to take on everyday tasks without those midday crashes when you just sort of run out of energy. You can just stick them in your pocket and take them with you when you go to work. It's a fantastic product, the Super Beats Chews. Well, now Super Beats has a new product that we want to tell you about. These are Super Beats Memories and Focus. Now, this is good for your brain health. And, you know, a lot of us come from backgrounds where we worry seeing what happened to our older relatives in their declining years, shall we say. And we want to try to do something to make sure that our brain health is sustained as we do grow older. The maker of Super Beats Heart Chews are now introducing their newest product that helps promote the brain blood flow and it supports overall cognitive health. Super Beats Memory and Focus. I'm holding it in my hand here if you're on social media. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied fermented resveratrol, with a patented coffee fruit extract, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. Healthy levels of BDNF, a key neuroprotein, supports overall brain health as we age. Just like Super Beats Soft Chews, they're quite delicious. They have a blueberry pomegranate taste, unlike the Super Beats Chews, but they still taste great. Like the other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus, it was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients, the only cognitive chew of its kind. you need to support your overall brain health as you age, and this is what it's all about. Superbeats Memory and Focus. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this introductory limited time offer today. Get a free 30-day supply of new Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. Get yours at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Joining us as he does at this time every Thursday afternoon is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, very few people watched it last night, but if you read about it today, Joe Biden's address to Congress was kind of scary. I mean, he is doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on all these failed welfare programs from the Great Society, which not only caused horrible financial problems for more than a decade, but also had disastrous societal consequences. I mean, this is getting pretty disturbing. What's going on here? You gotta wonder what's going to happen to your investments, don't you?
Yeah, you definitely do, Howie. And happy Thursday to you. And I didn't watch him last night. I can't stomach it anymore. I just can't. I can't turn the television on any of those programs anymore. But I did skim through some of the articles this morning, and you're right. He's doubling down on some of these social justice things that he wants to do. And, it's going to come by higher taxes, higher inflation. And when you look at the society changes that you're talking about, look back in the 70s. I mean, I know it's a different time today. I get that. But when some of those proposals and some of these social programs were proposed by the Carter administration, you started to see the market change rapidly. And all of a sudden, inflation kicked in because the market anticipated additional printing of money even back then. And so it put us into a stagflation, a hyperinflation, almost a hyperinflation situation, which made rates really jack up, which hurt the economy and hurt the markets overall.
How about, I remember that those days, gold and silver prices, precious metals, were through the roof because you didn't know where it was going to end with this Democrat Party insanity. Is it time? Are you recommending people get into precious metals at this point?
You know, precious metals is kind of a hedge, not for a disaster situation like that, but this is what's going on with the cryptocurrencies right now. I think people have been hedging, buying some of these cryptos as a hedge against higher inflation and a declining dollar. So I'm not recommending people to get into the Bitcoins and the, Ethereums and some of these cryptos. Gold and silver, if it's a novelty investment, I'm fine with people taking maybe 5 or 10% of their investments into gold and silver and metals. But you don't want to go all in. I've had
no,
a
not
lot of
all
people
in.
Ask me that question. No.
Yeah.
But some people take it really serious.
But I mean, just diversification's good in there any circumstances, but particularly in this kind of insanity that we're seeing in Washington. So what have you got for offers for the listeners today, Kevin Frisbee?
Yeah, I got a great one this week, Howie. It's called the 401k Survival Guide. There's a lot of good points in there to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k and protecting it from any increased taxes in the future. So we can send that out to people by PDF or by regular mail if they want to reach out to us. No obligation to do any business with us, but we certainly would welcome a phone call, a conversation if they want to.
And, what's the number?
In order to get that, the number is 1-800-989-9100, and they can call us up, Frisbee & Associates, frisbeebenefits.com. And I want to put a plug for our seminars we're starting to schedule up again starting in the next few weeks.
Yeah, go ahead, quickly. So just you could schedule a
seminars. They can reach us 800-989-9100.
Get ready for the flood. I'm Howie Carr.